This recording is provided by Christian Missionary Fellowship International Boston. You're welcome to make free distribution for friends. However, all for-profit distribution is a violation of existing copyright and other applicable laws. For more information about our churches, visit www.cmfiboston.org. This is the second session of the Christian Missionary Fellowship International USA Convention in Boston, which is themed, Be Filled with the Holy Spirit. During this message, introductory comments are made by Pastor Freddie Bafuca of Boston, and explanatory notes are given to explain certain visual aids during the course of the message.
We're glad that you're here. Once again, welcome. We're happy that you're here. This convention was a miracle, and the Lord just brought it together. We first were just thinking of inviting Brother Zach to come and speak at MIT, but the idea grew into a convention. And throughout the planning, it was obvious that the hand of God was on this, and everything was just working out and falling into place. And we've been blessed. It's been very smooth, and the Lord has been very gracious. And a lot of you came on time before the first meeting. We really appreciate that. Thank you for taking it seriously. I want us to just give the Lord Jesus Christ a clap offering for bringing this convention together. Could three people please stand up and thank the Lord for the convention, for bringing it all together.
Father, we just bless and we worship you, Lord God, for this holy congregation. Father, we bless you, O God of heaven, Lord God, for bringing us together, for bringing this convention into being. Father, you say we'll know the truth that will set us free. Thank you, Lord God, for so many truths, O God, so many light you want to shed, O God, many things you want to do in our lives, O God, so that we'll be transformed to be better persons, Lord God, to serve you, O God. Father, we just bless you for this convention. We bless you for bringing our brethren far and wide safely. Bless you for what you are going to do, what you have already done, started doing yesterday. Father, we just give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Our Father, we thank you, Lord, for this convention, Lord. We thank you for your hand upon it, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you brought it to pass, O God. We thank you for bringing the people, O God, Lord. Each of us, O God, from our various destinations, our various states and cities, O God, Lord. We bless you, God, Lord, that your hand has brought each of us here, O God, Lord, that your name will be glorified here in Boston, O God, Lord, and that your flame, O God, Lord, your fire, O God, of the Holy Spirit, O God, will be taken back, O God, all across this nation and this continent, O God. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the convention. We confess, O Lord, that it is your doing. O God, we thank you for Freddie and for the team here. Oh, for their commitment to it, for all that they've put in, Lord, to ensure that it works out. Lord, we thank you even for the word that you sent to us about the fact that you will be at this convention and you will accomplish great things. Father, we confess that our hearts are eager, our hearts are hungry, our hearts are expecting great things this day, Lord, and throughout the convention. Oh God, we bless you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please, let's stand up and pray for yourself. Ask the Lord that he will do for you everything that he promised to do at this meeting. Ask to plead with God, Lord, do for me what you promised to do, and nothing less. Let's pray together.
Lord, I pray that you do for me all what you promised to do, and nothing less. Lord, do for me everything that you promised to do,
at this convention. Lord, with, oh God, Lord, I pray, oh God, but I pray that you touch me, that you meet me, to renew me, to impart your glory and your fullness into me, oh God. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, accomplish for me everything that you promised to do, O God. Amen. Take someone's hand, the person sitting next to you, something. Pray that the Lord will do for the person that you're holding. Pray that God will do for them everything that He has promised to accomplish at the convention. Let's pray. Let's pray together that God will do for our churches, because the Lord promised to do something beyond the convention. Let's pray that for every church, for every assembly, that the Lord will bring to pass everything that He promised to do for us after the convention. Let's pray together. Amen. Then let's pray that God will bless us with faith. Faith to believe in what He said. Faith to lay hold of the promises. Faith to walk into them. Let's pray. Our Father, we pray that You give us faith. Father, give us faith, O God. Give us faith to believe. Give us faith to believe, O God. Give us faith to believe in the things that You have promised us, O God. Father, we pray that You banish all unbelief. Banish all unbelief, O God. Banish all unbelief. Two people pray that we'll believe the Lord for what He has promised us.
Father, we pray, oh God, that we will believe You. We pray, oh God, that each and every one of us will believe Your promises. God, that we will stand on Your promises. Father, we pray, oh God, we pray that You will walk it in our hearts, walk it in each and every one's heart, oh God, that Your promises are true and yea and amen. And that each and every one of us, oh God, will grasp Your promises. Oh God, I exercise faith on all in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Lord, trust faith in our hearts to believe that the prophecy You gave according to this convention, Lord. Lord, trust faith in our hearts to believe You and to trust You and to follow You, Lord, and to act upon Your promises and to act upon Your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we pray and we ask, oh God, that You will give each one of us the only one thing that pleases Your heart. That is faith. You said without faith we cannot please You. We plead, oh God, that for every little heart, for every big heart, for every adult heart, we beg, oh God, that You will plant faith in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. The theme...
Amen. Each one of us, oh Lord, that Your word that is truth will be believed in our life, and that what You say of us would be accomplished, oh Lord. I pray, oh Father, that You do it, even today, oh Father, and all our life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God of faith, we bless You this morning. We bless You this morning. We bless You this morning. We believe Your promise, oh Lord. You are the God of promise.
And you have promised us today, O Lord, and you come to pass. We worship you, Lord, because you are a God who promised, and the promise come to pass. We bless you, O Lord. Father, grant us faith. Grant us faith in our heart, O Lord, to believe you. O Lord, even if our heart is as staunch, even if our heart is as childish as what, even if our heart is as rebellious, O Lord, grant that we'll be able to believe your promise today. In Jesus' name, amen.
God, that we are gods with small g, that it will know the full ramification of it, oh God. But I pray, oh King of Glory, Lord God, for faith to believe, Lord God, that we will be spirit filled and remain in it permanently, oh God. That we will have this massive hunger for you, oh God. That will be there permanently, oh God. That it will be so contagious, Lord God, that wherever we go, wherever people will touch, Lord God, will be contaminated. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Holy Spirit, we thank you that this morning you from our hearts, all forms of unbelief, all forms of doubt to that which God has spoken. And we pray, Holy Spirit, that this morning you cause our hearts to believe what God has spoken to us concerning this convention, what God has promised to do for us in this convention. We beg you that you do it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
One thing that we prayed before the convention and that we want to pray now is that God will wage war against those things that are standing in the way of us being filled with the Holy Spirit. There are things that prevent us from being filled with the Holy Spirit. And our prayer was that there'll be a conviction here, that there'll be a conviction that God will wage war against those things until they're overthrown, until we are constrained to abandon and forsake them, until our hearts are empty and we can be filled. I want us to pray that now. Pray for yourself first. Ask the Lord that he will take away from you that every barrier that's standing in the way of your being filled with the Holy Spirit will be removed some way, somehow, over this weekend. Let's pray. Pray for yourself. Father, I pray that somehow, oh God, that somehow everything that's standing in the way of my being filled with the Holy Spirit will be removed. Lord, wage war, oh God, against the barriers to the Spirit-filled life. Lord, when you wage war, you win, oh God. When you war, you win. When you war, you win. When you war, you win, oh God. Father, we pray that everything that's standing in the way, everything that's standing in the way in my own heart, oh God, will be removed. Everything that's standing in the way will be removed, oh God. That everything that's standing in the way will be removed, oh God. Father, that my heart will be empty, that my heart will be ready, oh God, to be filled this weekend. Lord, find a way, oh God. Make a way for each one of us. Make a way for each one of us. Make a way, oh God. Make a way for us, oh God. Somehow, oh God, overrule, oh God. And may every barrier be overthrown, oh God. May every barrier be overthrown. Somehow, oh God. In Jesus' name. Pray for the person standing, sitting on your left, on your right. Pray for them that somehow God will constrain them to forsake those things that are standing in the way to being filled with the Holy Spirit. That some way God will bring that person into the Spirit-filled life this weekend. Let's pray. Father, I pray, oh God, I pray for my brothers, I pray for my sisters here. Father, we pray, oh God, whatever the barrier, whatever the thing that's standing in the way, Father, we pray that you take it away. You pray that you take them away. We pray that you bring conviction. We pray that you bring conviction. Lord, bring conviction. Oh, Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we pray. Can two people please insist on this? So raise your hand. And if you're from French speaking from Canada, please feel free to pray in French. Who wants to pray? Please raise your hand and we'll give you the mic.
As we're here, Lord, help us, Lord, to just yield to you
As I had to face myself last night, Lord, to see the wretchedness of my own self and how I willfully did things, and I cannot excuse myself and blame it on the church or anyone else. So, Lord, we ask you, Jesus, that as the song said, is your all on the altar a sacrifice? Does your spirit, your heart, the spirit control? We ask you, Lord, that you will control, God, and give us the freedom, God, and give us the boldness, Lord, and give us the love, Lord, and help us to go the faith from faith to faith, from glory to glory, that we might reflect you, Lord, and we might be the temple that you want us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Spirit of God, we want to exalt only you in this place throughout this convention. Spirit of God, raise a standard against every opposition. Oh God, against your Holy Spirit, against your name, we pray that we exalt only the name of Jesus and the name of Jesus alone throughout this convention. In Jesus' name, amen.
Holy Spirit, we pray that you will take away any barrier from our lives that will hinder us from being filled with the Spirit of God today and this weekend. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we pray for each one of us. We pray that you will take away every barrier, that those barriers that have been put by us, those barriers that are unknown by us, God, that they will be put down this weekend, that they will be crushed this weekend, and that your Holy Spirit will fill us, your Holy Spirit will fill us and dwell in us. Oh God, we pray that the barriers will be broken, oh God, to the glory of your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
All those idols, Lord God, that we will willingly, Lord God, dispose these idols, oh God, that have been there. Father, we pray, oh God, those idols that stand on your way, oh God, between us and you, oh God. Father, we pray, Lord God, that no idol, Lord God, will be there, because we want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit will not fill, it will not share their throne, our throne, Lord God, with idols. Father, I pray, Lord God, that we'll be idol-free people, that will willingly, Lord God, separate ourselves from these idols totally, oh God, so that we'll know a spirit-filled life permanently, Lord God, for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen.
Lord, I beg you this morning, 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 that you would destroy and you would pull down and you would root out and you would overthrow any barrier, any stronghold, any idol, anything that exalts itself against the power of God, the blood of God, the righteousness of God, the purity of God, the love of God, the compassion of God, the reconciliation of God. Lord, we beg you. We beg you because you are the only one that can do it. You are the only one that can do it. And we confess before you that we are proud. We are arrogant. We are a rebellious people. Lord, whatever it takes to destroy those idols, root them out of every chamber in our heart. Root them out, Lord God, root them out, because we are desperate, because we have nothing, and we are nothing, and we can be nothing without you and your power of your Holy Spirit breathing life and giving life. And giving chayim, and giving life, and giving life, and breathing life. Lord, we beg you that you will purge us as hyssop. You would purge us and cleanse us and do a work. And do a work that would transform us and take us back to our families and our neighborhoods and our workplaces and the highways and the byways, so that you would bring in the lost as resurrected vehicles of Christ. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that your blood will do it. Your blood will do it. And your blood will do it this weekend. Amen.
Seigneur, nous te prions, Seigneur, que ces trois jours, Seigneur, que nous rassemblons ici, ce sera, Seigneur, le moment de brisement total entre toute œuvre de ténèbres et la lumière. Seigneur, que tu vas nous révéler, Seigneur, tout ce que nous ne connaissons pas, Seigneur, qui sont cachés autour de nous. Oh Seigneur, tout ce que nous ne voulons pas, Seigneur, que nous faisons. Oh Seigneur, que ce sera vraiment un moment total de transformation. Oh Seigneur, de transformation totale, Seigneur, que nos corps, Seigneur, que nos bouts, Seigneur, vont devenir, Seigneur, réellement la place où tu seras glorifié. Parce que, Seigneur, tu nous as créés pour que nous te glorifions. Mais, Seigneur, en ce que nous sommes, nous ne croyons pas, Seigneur, que nous te glorifions comme il faut devant les gens qui ne te connaissent pas. Mais après cette convention, Seigneur, Seigneur, nous croyons que la transformation sera totale. Seigneur, que nous deviendrons, Seigneur, l'objet, Seigneur, de gloire pour toi. En tout endroit, dans nos lieux de travail, dans tous les endroits, Seigneur, que nous allons passer, que la lumière, Seigneur, va briller en nous, que les gens, Seigneur, vont te connaître à travers ce que nous sommes, à travers nos attitudes, à travers tout ce que nous allons faire. Seigneur, merci, Seigneur, parce que tu as dit que ce que tu as promis, tu le fais. Et nous croyons, Seigneur, que nous croyons par la foi, Seigneur, que nous allons être transformés durant ce week-end. Au nom du Seigneur Jésus, amen.
This, oh Lord, to believe in you. Lord, to believe in you, oh God. Lord, I pray that this weekend, oh, I will be totally transformed, oh God. I pray that I will not leave this room, oh, as empty as I came. Will not leave this place, oh God, as empty as we came. Lord, we pray that only your name and your name alone, Lord, will be glorified in this place. We will be glorified in our life. Thank you, Lord, because you do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, I ask that you will deal with me, Lord, and that every deception in my life will be done with. Lord, I ask for the scales to fall where I have been deceived. And I ask also for the grace to face the truth the way it is, the way you are bringing it, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, I ask that you do the same for many here who are willing. Lord, we are here. We are here. We are here, Lord, because we want to meet with you. Graciously take away every deception and break the walls that we've erected and let your truth prevail. Lord, you are truth and your spirit is the spirit of truth. Release your truth through your servant. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let's be pulled down all the stronghold of our life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let be destroyed the veil of our heart. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let's be taken away ignorance. Let be taken away blindness, oh Father, so that we can see. And Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. The apostle received the Holy Spirit. We are ready, oh Lord, visit us, so that we'll also be filled with the Holy Spirit and our life will never be the same. Father, we plead this morning that you do it. Father, we need you. We need you. We need you, Lord. We need transformation, Lord. We need to live dedicated life to Christ Jesus. We beg you, Lord, that you do it in us. Father, we plead in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's pray that the Lord will cause this convention to be a new beginning for everyone here. Pray for yourself first and then pray for others here. That it will be a new beginning for you, a new beginning in your walk with God. No matter the level at which you are now, let this convention be a determining new point, new start, fresh beginning with the Lord. That's why we're here. Let it cry out to the Lord for yourself and for those, for the others here. Let's pray. Our Father, we pray for a new beginning. Father, I pray that this convention will be a new beginning for me. Father, we pray that it will be a new beginning for me, oh God. A new beginning in my walk with you. A new beginning in my walk with you. A new beginning in my walk with you. A new beginning, oh God. A new beginning, a new beginning. A new beginning in my walk with you. A new beginning for the brothers and the sisters here, oh God. Father, we pray that it will be a new beginning. In Jesus' name.
written, so we would be, oh God. Lord, I pray that it be a beginning for me. I pray that it be a beginning for us, oh God. Let it be a beginning for all of us, oh God.
Lord, we pray
a new
for
walk,
new
a new walk, a new
Lord,
walk, oh God. Let it be so, oh God. Let it be so, Lord.
Start,
I pray in Jesus' name, touch your hearts.
Beginning. Father, amen. We pray for a new beginning. We pray for a new beginning, oh God. Let's pray that this, at this convention, pray for yourself that the Lord will do for you what you've been praying for a long time. You might have prayed for something 101 times in the past, and apparently at least nothing has changed. Pray that God will do something about it at this convention, that you won't leave without God attending to your need. Let's pray. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that at this convention, oh God, you will answer, you will touch, oh God, the areas that have been areas of long needs, area of long-standing needs, oh God, for the things that we've sought and prayed for and the desired, Lord, for long. Father, we pray that at this convention you will answer, that you will touch, oh God. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
For this convention, I pray that you help me to experience a new departure with you in my life, Father. In my commitment with you, Father. In my love for you, in my service for you, Father God. Father, plead for a new departure in my life with you. Father, visit me, Father. Oh, Father, I pray for this, oh, that you meet all my expectations. You answer all the questions of my heart, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Lord, I give you all the glory. I adore and praise your name because you are worthy to be praised. Lord, you are the only God I recognize. You are the only God who has authority over my life and soul, Alpha and Omega. Jehovah Shammah, Lord, I've been asking you the heart of my need, that you know, Jehovah, that I would never go back the same Alpha and Omega, that you would do it for me, Adonai, because you are worthy. You are the Lord that answers by prayer. You are the Lord that answers by fire. When you open the door, no one can close it. And when you close the door, no one can open it, Jehovah. Lord, you are worthy. Let your name be glorified. There is none like you, Jehovah. Lord, I know you are a spirit, and you want people to worship you in spirit and in truth, Adonai. I know you have heard me, and that I will never go back today the same, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Depuis 2 ans, Seigneur, que je prie, Seigneur, que je me suis rendu. Je ne veux rien prendre pour moi, Seigneur. Je t'ai laissé tout et j'ai dit, Seigneur, fais de ce corps ton véritable temple, Seigneur. Et fais de cette bouche, Seigneur, ta porte-parole. Seigneur, que tout ce qui n'est pas de toi, Seigneur, que ne puisse pas, Seigneur, se faire à travers cette bouche, à travers ce corps. Oh, Seigneur, je pense, Seigneur, que durant ce week-end, Seigneur, vous allez le faire, Seigneur. Et je crois par la foi, Seigneur, que vous allez le faire, Seigneur. Que tu vas être glorifié, Seigneur. Que tu vas être glorifié, Seigneur. Parce que j'ai voulu, Seigneur, faire par ma propre force, Seigneur. Je n'ai pas pu, Seigneur. Il y a toujours des endroits, Seigneur, où je ne pourrais pas. Tu m'avais retiré de la boue, Seigneur. Tu as fait de moi, Seigneur, un enfant de lumière. Et Seigneur, c'est pas ta grâce que tu l'as fait. Et je crois, Seigneur, que c'est pas ta grâce, Seigneur, que tu vas me délivrer totalement, Seigneur. Seigneur, que tu vas faire de ce corps, Seigneur, ton temple, Seigneur. Seigneur, que tu vas travailler, Seigneur, que tu vas travailler avec les hommes, les Seigneur, comme tu m'as toujours montré, Seigneur, que tu vas les prêcher, Seigneur, que ce corps, Seigneur, va pas fuir, Seigneur, les hommes, les Seigneur, que tu vas faire ton travail. Tu es Dieu. Seigneur, sans toi, tu as dit, personne ne peut rien faire. Seigneur, c'est toi qui fais tout. Seigneur, c'est toi qui délivres et qui transforme. Et je crois, Seigneur, que tu vas transformer, Seigneur, que tu vas faire quelque chose de nouveau à travers ce corps, Seigneur. Je me suis rendu, Seigneur, et je sais que tu écoutes les prières. Et cette fois, Seigneur, que tu vas répondre. Au nom du Seigneur Jésus, amen.
Lord, I pray for a deep sense of conviction this morning.
I pray, Lord, that you would search my heart, oh God, and strip me, oh God, this morning. I pray, Lord, oh God, that you grant me the grace, oh God, Father, to separate myself, oh God, from my old ways of understanding, from my old ways, oh God, of walking, oh God. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would spark something new, oh God, this morning, oh God, that would grow, oh God, to a fire, oh God, Father, an ever-growing fire, oh God, that I would burn, Father, for you, oh Lord, this morning, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Lord, I acknowledge that you are here this morning, according to your word. Father, when you send your word, you watch over your word, that your word is performed. Lord, I trust and I believe that you have something for me today. I open my heart, oh God, to receive your promise for my life. I open my spirit to receive that which you have for me this day of today. And I take away every doubt, every spirit of doubt. I uproot it. I take authority over myself. Father, I plead your blood from the crown of my head to the toes of my feet, that every outer of doubt will be taken away and fear. Father, that I will believe you, that you have something special for me. And I pray that, oh God, it will be a turnaround for my life. And it will be a new day. It will be a new beginning. It will be something new. It will be a new encounter with you, Lord. I pray that you do it for me, Lord. And I ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen.
And particularly today, oh God, I pray that you visit me, oh God. Father, I pray, oh Lord, for myself, oh Lord, because you know where I'm hiding. If it is inside a religion, oh Lord, I pray that you expose me and you bring me out. Oh, Father, because so many people run, oh Lord, to some therapist. That is why I run to your clinic this weekend, oh Lord. Father, so that you can search me, you can diagnose me, and get me out of myself, oh God. Oh, Father, so that I can know my true self. And know, oh Lord, how much, oh Lord, I'm supposed to be treated, oh Lord, this weekend. Oh, Father, you know how deep that I am. Oh, Lord, negative or whatsoever, oh Lord, I pray that you open my heart, oh Lord, open my heart to understand you this morning. Grant that no doubt will flow in my heart. Oh, Lord, I pray, oh Lord, that my eyes will be open, oh Lord. My spiritual eyes will be open to see my real self. Oh, Father, help me, oh Lord, and help each one of us. Father, so that we'll meet you this weekend, oh Lord. And our life will change and forever. Will change and forever radically. Oh, Father, so that in, from everywhere that we come from, oh God, there will be a significance. There will be something visible, oh Lord. We pray that you help us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's pray that our hearts will be open to the word that we're going to receive. That God will give us the right attitude towards him, towards his word, and towards his messenger. That our hearts will be open to the Lord, open to the word of God, and open to the teacher of the word. Let's pray. Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, Father, we pray that our hearts will be open. We pray that our hearts will be open. We pray that none of us will close our hearts, oh God. We pray that no one will close his heart, oh God. Father, we pray that no one will harden his heart, that no one will build a refuge against your word, oh God. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Give us the right attitude towards you, towards your word, and towards your messenger. Father, we pray that I will have the right attitude, oh God, that our hearts will be open, open to you, open to your word, open to your messenger, oh God.
Let's pray for our speaker that the Lord will anoint him to speak to us today. Let's pray.
Our Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will anoint our brother, O Lord, as he ministers to us. Father, we pray that your anointing will be upon him to speak your word to us and minister to us, O Lord, at this time. Blessed be your name.
Have your way,
way. Holy Spirit, fill our hearts and have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Holy Spirit, fill our hearts and have your way.
As we pray,
Lord, as we pray,
speak your word into our hearts and have your way.
As we pray,
as we pray,
Lord, as we pray,
speak your word into our hearts and have your way, Lord, have your way.
Holy
Spirit, fill our hearts and have your way. Speak your word into our hearts and have your way. Speak your word into our hearts and have your way. Speak your word into our hearts and have your way.
I appreciate the way Freddie has led us to pray, because this morning when I was waiting on the Lord, he said, look, that man could go and eat because he had a genuine ticket in the boat. There are many people with counterfeit tickets. If he had a counterfeit ticket, he could not go and eat the food there and not be caught. Isn't it? But the truth is that many believers are not converted.
At this point of the message, Brother Zach writes on the whiteboard diagrams representing three different heart conditions. The first diagram is a picture of a heart with a chair drawn at the center. The word self is written on the chair as though self were seated on the throne of the heart. The cross of Christ is drawn outside, signifying that Christ is outside of the heart. In the second diagram, self is still seated on the chair, but the cross has now moved to a position within the heart, signifying that Christ has come into the heart, but the self still sits on the throne. In the third diagram, the cross is what is sitting on the throne of the heart. Self lies at the foot of the throne, impaled by the cross as though crucified by the cross of Christ. This signifies that Christ is now Lord of the heart, and everything that is of a person's self is crucified, dead, so that Christ may reign.
That's what we think. But the Word of God does not give us any room to think that way. These are lost. These are saved. And these are where? The truth is that these are lost. You may be shocked, but that's the truth. Why? Because this is not possible. In the year 2003, I spent 21 days in Douala. It was the longest evangelistic meeting we've had. I took 8 clutches back to Yaoundé. People were healed and didn't need them. After 1 year, none of them was in the church. They were healed. In fact, apart from that, there was a boy who had cancer all over. There were swellings all over. He had undergone chemotherapy and all those therapies that doctors do. But he was not healed. He was lying there. The Lord dissolved all that cancer. His father and mother began to come to church for some time. Again in Douala, there's a woman who had no child. She was married for 12 years. She came to the church. She came faithfully for 18 months and had her baby. And she was close to one of the elders. When she had her baby, she told the elder, "I'm going. I did not come here for God. If I stay here, I am not honest. I came here to look for a baby. I've gotten the baby and I'm going. If I stay here, I'm deceiving you people. My heart is not in God. I don't want God. I wanted a baby. I've gotten a baby." And she left. And she's never been back. Last weekend, I was in South Africa for this third South African convention. I talked in private to a brother who told me, "See, I cannot think in these terms of Jesus being Lord. Because if Jesus is to be Lord, I should first of all go out of South Africa immediately. I should return home." I came here to look for money. I came to South Africa to look for money. I want Jesus to help me get money. We are talking about absolute surrender. Talk about the Lordship of Jesus Christ cannot fit in. If you tell me that I'm using Jesus, yes. I want to use him. My goal is money. He wanted me to pray that Jesus would bless him. I said, "I will not pray." I told him, "Brother, you are not converted. You are lost. Tell me, if Jesus is not Lord, does that mean that somebody is not saved?" He told me, "I'm saved, but Jesus is not Lord, and Jesus will not be Lord. I'll think about that lordship when I'm old." That's what I got last weekend. On Sunday, last Sunday. He was saying that Jesus was inside, but his money-making business was on the throne. And that he will follow the laws of making money. Jesus in, but Jesus not on the throne. That's false. It's counterfeit conversion. And George Whitfield, those who have read the revivals of the past, even wrote a tract on counterfeit conversions. Conversions that are not true. Listen, brethren. Jesus Christ is Lord. If he cannot come in as Lord, he cannot come in at all. It is not possible for Jesus Christ to come into any heart where he is coming in not to be Lord. He will not come in as a servant to help you accomplish your worldly desires. He will not come in. He will not come in. You are deceived. You are deceived. You are deceived. He cannot come in if the throne is not given to him. He's king. He can only sit on the throne. The Lord Jesus Christ is king and he's Lord. He's king. He's Lord. When the throne of the heart is not given to him, he has no place. If you are deceived, if you are deceived that Jesus Christ can come as a servant to do the things you want, while you keep the throne to do the things you want, I want to tell you on the basis of God's word that you are deceived. It's counterfeit. Your knowledge of him is counterfeit. Your relationship to him is counterfeit. It's false. Well, are we in America? In one of A.W. Tozer's book, Tozer said only 10% of the American church is truly converted. That's all the whole born again lot. Ruben Torrey said, you remember Ruben Arity Torrey. He said 95% of the people who say they are born again have never prayed. Now, these are not madmen. They are only people who know the truth. It has gone in this country and worldwide that this is a Christian and that this is possible for Jesus to come and sit there while self rules the life. My beloved, if that's your condition, I want to tell you that you are lost. Listen. The rich young ruler wanted this kind of salvation. He wanted to keep his own ambitions. He wanted to keep his own goal. He wanted to keep his own money. He wanted to keep his own interests. But he wanted Jesus to give him a free ticket to eternal life. Did Jesus give him? But today we give such tickets. If he does not come in to be Lord, he does not come in at all. And if you have not made him Lord of all, he's not Savior at all. Because he saves from the throne. There's no condition in which he can enter the life. He cannot deny himself. He cannot deny the fact that he's Lord. He cannot deny the fact that he's King and come in to sit there as a servant, some corner of your heart, to do your pleasure. You are deceived. Totally deceived. And the church globally is under a seduction. They say this one is too extreme. Say no, this is. Once in Uganda, I spoke at a meeting in the university. I said, listen, if you're going to be converted, everything in your life that God does not approve must be stopped and stopped immediately. Every relationship that God does not approve, stopped immediately. Every possession that God does not approve, stopped immediately. Every career that God does not approve, stopped immediately. Every plan, every will that is not God's perfect will must be stopped immediately. The next day I was in the laboratory. There was a short girl, she was this. She came to the chemistry lab. She climbed on the bench. The chemist, you know the bench where you do the lab. And told me, Zagfomum, your Jesus demands too much. Your Jesus demands too much. Your Jesus demands too much. Then she jumped down and walked out of the lab and banged the door. I was simply saying that this is counterfeit. He cannot come in. He cannot come in. If he's not given the throne, he's given nothing at all. Just because he's king. Just because he's king. So if you withhold him the throne, you have withheld everything. There's no possibility that he comes to be the savior and not Lord. Because you are saying that he should divide himself so that some part of him is savior and that part that is Lord can stay. So that that part that is savior can enter your life and be saving you while you continue your own will. It's not possible. The rich young ruler, he came to Jesus Christ running. The rich young ruler, he came running because he knew he was urgent. He knelt before Jesus Christ because he knew he was Lord. He was king. His past life was commendable. He wanted eternal life. And perpetual material wealth. Wanted to worship two gods. And Jesus Christ said to him, one thing you lack. One thing you lack. In fact, the Bible said Jesus loved him. That means Jesus went, it was as if I say an extra kind of love. Jesus loves everybody. But Jesus Christ loved that young man, that young ruler, very specially. But he did not spare him because he would have been to deceive him. He told him, go and sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you have treasures in heaven. Then come and follow me. And in that requirement, Jesus Christ broke the man's heart and shattered his plans for a cheap heaven. For a counterfeit heaven. And the man went away. Listen, my beloved. You cannot knowingly keep one sin in your heart and tell Jesus to come in and you'll come in. There may be things that you don't know. That's not the issue. But immediately you know this is sin and you don't part with it, you are under a seduction. In fact, it's the problem of the kind of evangelistic messages we've had. They say, oh, come to Jesus Christ and all your problems will be solved. That's a big lie. I came and then all my problems began. Because when you are going downstream, the current is just carrying you, isn't it? No effort. But when you come to him, you turn and you are going against the current. That's when your problems begin. Come and let your problems begin. Or his problems with you. We have deceived the people. We have deceived people. Say, come, and all your problems will be solved. Have all your problems been solved? You have more problems as a disciple. That's true. When you were just swimming and going, the tide was carrying you. But when you turn and begin to go against the current, 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 you are in for war. The Lord Jesus Christ preached a different message from the evangelistic messages that are being preached today. It's a deception. It's a deception. He met Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, he invited Zacchaeus to come down. And Zacchaeus came and took him gladly home. But it is when Zacchaeus put things right. Until then, Zacchaeus was blinded. He saw only Zacchaeus, 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 Zacchaeus. He acquired all the things he could acquire for Zacchaeus. And he cheated all he could cheat for Zacchaeus. And he was very comfortable. He didn't see human beings, he saw Zacchaeus. But when the Lord came into his life, when the Lord got to his home, for the first time, Zacchaeus saw people. And the first reaction was, half of my goods I give to the poor. Until then, there was only one poor man called Zacchaeus who had to grab everything, even though he was very wealthy. When the Lord came in, the hymn writer says, that thine eyes diffused a quickening ray. I rose the dungeon. Feeble light. A quickening ray. You see, that's what people don't have in this counterfeit conversion. They don't have this quickening ray. A quickening ray. Oh, the light of God that shines and causes the darkness. Oh, not only to be exposed, but the darkness to disappear. Thine eyes diffused a quickening ray. It lightens and it quickens. The person comes alive. Say so. Everything was for Zacchaeus. Say half of my goods I give to the poor. That was the first reaction. Secondly, he said, if I have cheated anyone, I will return it fourfold. He didn't say, well, I will just he didn't say I will restrict it onefold. You know, I've worked on the mathematics of this. He was a tax collector, so these are cheats. That's why they were despised. If Zacchaeus was 12.5, if his wealth was 12.5% acquired, then that day Zacchaeus came to zero. Because 12.5 times 4 is what? 50. And he had given 50% to the poor. But he had Jesus. He had Jesus. If I had but Jesus, only Jesus, nothing else in all the world besides, and then everything is mine in Jesus. For my every need he will provide. Now when Zacchaeus did that, then Jesus Christ said, this day salvation has come to this house. Not before. Not before. After the man faced the repercussions of Jesus coming, of his relationship with Jesus, Jesus said, this day salvation has come into this house. This man is a son of Abraham. There are people who sit on stolen things and confess that they are converted. And say, God, God. They sit on stolen things. They sit on stolen things and say, God has blessed me. He has blessed me. Oh, with this chair. Glory be to God. He has not blessed the man who owns the chair. I was going to Nigeria. In fact, I was going with Dr. Gwan. Esther, do you remember? We went together to Nigeria once. When we're coming back, we had a campaign there at the border. We preached late into the night. One of the customs officers took me to his house and told me, your message touched me. But he told me, if I'm to believe in the way you're talking, everything in this house has to go because all of it is from corruption. From the chair you are sitting on. To the fridge, to everything, the cook, everything. He said, there's not one thing honestly got to fear. If I'm to believe the way you're talking, I have to clear the house. But I don't want to clear the house. So I told him, I cannot pray with you. He knew. A brother in Yaoundé, he was at the university in the second year. He had lied about his birth certificate, birth age as his age. Then he got converted. How could he carry this certificate with false age? He burnt it, he burnt his certificates. And went and took the bail pass again and the probatoire. In 1 year, he passed. The next year, he did the back. He's back to the university with the right certificates, with the right ages. The counterfeit confessions that close their eyes to the truth. I read recently of a student in the University of West Indies. He took his bachelor's degree and when I handed it to the vice chancellor, he said, this degree is not mine because I cheated in a number of courses. I've come to return it because it is a false possession. And he left it and went. He has no degree. So I've become a Christian. I cannot build on a lie. I cannot write a false diploma behind my name. Behind my name. God will not be part of it. So when people want to lie, cheat, and twist all this, and sing hallelujah, there's a living God. And this salvation is a work of the Holy Spirit. The Lord only reveals Christ to those who have chosen to be true. The Lord reveals Jesus to those who have chosen to be true. To those who prefer falsehood, he will let them believe a lie. for those who do not want to obey the Lord totally, he allows them to believe a lie. For those who don't want the truth, the Lord allows them to believe a lie, to be seduced, to deceive themselves. If he's refused the throne of the heart, he's refused a place in the life. Brother, and I want us to see that this is not what the church was always. It is a counterfeit thing for today. Why? In the New Testament church, in the first 3 months, the church went to, some people put the figures in Acts chapter 4. There were 5,000 men. And the Greek word that is man, masculine. So the number of women, the number of children, would put the church at the minimum. If you take one man, one child, we put the church at 15,000. Some people put it double that. By the time we come to Acts chapter 5, the church was a minimum of 15,000. And brethren, there were only two liars. Ananias and Sapphira were the only two liars in the church. And God judged them with death. This was a church of at least 15,000. And there were only two liars. And they told only one lie. And God eliminated them so that the church may not have any liar. I am trying to show you the difference between the church, that is the church, and the counterfeit church of our day. Someone told me somewhere, you know, if you bring those standards, even the pastor will die. But I'm talking about the reality of the gospel that we preach. Because the same gospel, the same Savior, the same Lord. In at least 15,000 members, there were only two liars. And they told only one lie. And the Lord removed them by violent judgment so that the church should not be contaminated. It was true. It was forceful. There was no hiding place.